Once upon a time, two men decided if they were making the cut. And then they made the cut. And now JT and Aaron are talking everything from wrestling to pop culture and beyond, because it's no holds barred.
Will you back down, turn and run, or stand up with the best?
No holds barred, hi. It is tournament time again, Aaron.
Why do you make me think of all these things?
All the things she said? All the things she said?
Running through her head.
Running through her head.
All the things she said. Listen, I hate that that's cut out of the network.
Well, they don't want to pay the rights to Tattoo. What do you want?
They don't want to pay the rights to those young girls.
All right, listen. On this show here, we do kind of different things. We do pay-per-view ranks by month, and we also do this tournament bracketology because we run regular tournaments on my Twitter feed at JT the Pod Guy. And what we do to set those up is work through it together to determine the entries to the tournament as well as the seeding for those tournaments. And this one we're doing tonight is our sixth tournament, Aaron, and it is determining the worst SummerSlam match of all time. You excited?
I'm so excited to relive the worst things of all time.
Okay, very good. So why don't we get started? We're going to go chronologically through each SummerSlam. We're going to pick the worst match on the card. So this isn't really the 32 worst. It is the worst of each card that'll give us 32, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And then we'll break it down.
We'll rank them. 1988, my friend. We got Bad News versus Ken Patera. We got Dino Bravo versus Don Morocco, probably the leaders in the clubhouse here. Or Powers of Pain Bolsheviks as well.
That is my technically worst, Powers of Pain Bolsheviks. I know people hate Dino Bravo, so that'd be an easy one to put. Bad News Ken Patera is also awful.
Yes,
so.
Yes, it is.
A lot of choices. I actually think Bravo Morocco's better than
Bad News Patera, because the Powers of Pain at least get a big pop when they win.
But the match is too long.
It is.
That's the problem with that match.
You get the Baron out there.
Oh, yeah. Well, that makes it all better.
They do. The MSG explodes when the Powers of Pain win.
Yeah.
That Bad News match is bad. It's no good. All right, 1989.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news for you.
I'm going to have to go with DiBiase Snuka.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ted DiBiase sucks on pay-per-view.
I mean, Valentine Herc is there, but Garvin saves it with his nonsense.
With his stupid announcing. He doesn't know whether he's coming or going.
Manga two left feet. SummerSlam 90.
I got Bad News Brown versus Jake Roberts.
Yeah, I feel bad doing it, but I think you're right. I had that a star and a half. Well, I have the Duggan Volkoff at a half a star.
Really? I have that at 2.5.
I actually even had Dusty Savage lower than Bad News Jake.
Yeah, but Dusty Savage is not really a match.
Right, that's more of a segment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the Duggan one's quick. Jake Bad News had a lot of build to it, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like rats. 4 minutes as well. That's actually not that much. It's only a minute longer than the other one.
Right. I don't care. Do what you want. They're both bad.
Yeah, no, we can do Jake Bad News. I think that's fine.
The bad news.
When you factor in all the build and the hype for that match, they spent a lot. I mean, that feud started in April in MSG. Like, they had a long build for that match. A lot of TV time.
We don't include main events in this, do we? No. I know we've never had to talk about this before.
Right.
There's going to be some coming up where the main event might be in play.
No, I think we do. Like, I don't think we said best non-main event.
All right. Just worst match.
Well, I'd have to check, actually. I don't know. I can check. All right. So for Mania, we did not include main events, which was fine because I don't think any really would be in contention anyway.
No, sit Undertaker.
Right. But anyway. All right. Let's talk about it when we get there. We'll worry about it when we get to one that matters. All right. 91. Disastrous Bushwhackers.
Yeah. With Andre outside the ring. Or
IRS Valentine.
I'd have Disastrous Bushwhackers.
Okay.
I'm not going to do Greg Valentine like that.
Doing like that. SummerSlam 92. Nails Virgil. Or Crush Undertaker Kamala?
It's not good either. I have them ranked the same.
Crush Repo Man?
I have Undertaker Kamala Nails Virgil ranked the same and lower.
Um, Nails is so bad. And it's actually a tick lot longer.
Nails and Virgil it is.
All right. SummerSlam 93.
Hey, are you writing these down, by the way?
Yeah.
All right.
This is a tab.
It's not showing up on my tab, that's why.
It's a second tab, if you look.
I have the tab open. The things aren't there.
Refresh.
Don't tell me what to do. See, this is the problem. You're always telling me what to do.
SummerSlam 93, perfect shot now.
I don't have 92 there. 92 is not there.
Oh, Christ.
There it is. Virgil Jesus.
Man. All right, Undertaker Gonzalez, 93, obviously.
Yes.
All right, this is where you're going to make our decision. What do you want to do? 1994, Undertaker, clearly the worst. Jarrett and Mabel would be the other choice, probably.
Yeah, but here's my thought, okay? Mm-hmm. So, like, the reason why we didn't do it for when we did the WrestleMania main event and then the WrestleMania best match separately is because the same match could have won both tournaments.
Correct.
There's no way Undertaker's winning the main event tournament.
Okay.
So I think because it is the worst, I think we should put it in.
Okay. I'm not going to argue. It is representative of the worst. And because the other best is trying to give other matches a shine. Whereas with the worst, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm sure it'll get eliminated. It'll be eliminated first in the
dyslexic people. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Killer in 95. Diesel Mabel or?
I have Undertaker comma as worse.
I guess.
I think Diesel Mabel kind of over delivers.
Yeah, it probably does. How about, is that worse than Bertha Alundra?
I have it worse.
I guess it's 10 minutes longer, too.
Yeah.
All right. It could have been 4 straight for Undertaker if we did him and Kamala.
You want to go back and change it just to give him a streak?
I kind of do. Streak? I kind of do.
Do it. Get rid of Virgil Nails.
I also think it's worse because it's a bigger match on the card. It does have the awesome intro, though, with the hearse.
Yeah. The streak that no one talks about. Undertaker terrible at SummerSlam.
Well, the streak's about to end here. 1996, Lawler Jake.
Yeah, although I love Lawler's stuff pre-match.
But it is kind of depressing at the same time.
Well, the man is a legitimate alcoholic.
All right. That's Jake's second match.
Jake's another sneaky worst pay-per-view performer.
Yeah, he's got a few. He's got more than DiBiase, I think. Like, decent, at least, maybe.
I don't think so. I think his best match is the blindfold match.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. I guess that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
He has some weird... DiBiase, I feel like, got better guys, though. Like, Jacob, bad news. He got Andre at the end. You know, like, some of his matches, what more could you do, you know? Is it heel against Undertaker when Taker was just a gimmick? Like, DiBiase actually had real shots to do something.
Yeah, and DiBiase's they're both the first people to criticize other people, but right. Who had better matches with the same opponents.
All right, 97. We're going Bariquas DOA.
Gotta go Bariquas. Arriba la raza, all day, every day. Bariqua. Oh, Ale. Oh, I don't know. That's Conan, right?
Yeah, it's Conan's song.
Conan.
All right, 98. I guess Oddities, even though I like that entrance.
Yes, it's the Oddities. It's too bad. I don't want to do Kai and Tai like that, but...
I like both the teams. Like, I like the whole idea of both of them, that they're fighting on that show. That ICP's out there is kind of cool. It was a cool moment. Like, the crowd is super into it. They got the Cartman dolls everywhere. The Oddities were very over for that summer.
I just have nothing even remotely close to it in terms of bad.
No. It's the obvious choice. All right, 99, Ivory Tory.
Yep.
Okay. 2000.
Terry and the Cat.
Cat versus Terry.
Although, I could see the argument for Undertaker Kane.
Right, especially since it ends with him, Kane running away.
Yeah, but, I mean, Terry Cat is worse, but it's shorter.
Let's go with Undertaker Kane. That's a real fucking mess. Although, I don't know, it's actually not that bad. I mean, I feel like it would be like in the two-ish range.
I have it at one, but I have Terry Cat at zero. So.
Okay, yeah, let's go Terry Cat. I actually don't mind that until the end, Taker Kane.
Look, we're getting another Undertaker right away, I think, so.
A one... Yeah.
Undertaker Kane against DDP and Canyon?
I think it has to be.
Yeah.
Especially the way they just owned that feud and then completely killed DDP. Just
demolished them. Oh, this is a hard one. Oh, actually, it's not that hard.
Wait till we do worst unforgiven matches. We could do Taker and Kane versus Chronic.
Can't all right. wait.
0-2. Taker test.
I think I have...
Flair Jericho.
I have Christian Storm, Booker Goldust.
How much... Yeah, Taker test actually isn't that bad. This is a loaded card. This is up there for the best paper yeah. of all time. It's really
I have Taker test just ahead of it. So if you wanted to do Taker test, I'd be fine with it.
I just Booker and Goldust are so good, but it is deflating when they lose.
Yeah. And I know this is blasphemy. I have Edge and Guerrero close to those.
Yeah.
It's the shoulder. It's the Guerrero works the shoulder the whole match, and then he keeps hitting spears.
All right, we'll do Christian Strong versus Booker and Goldust, even though it feels dirty. That's gonna be like that's gonna be number 32 probably.
No Undertaker? You're not putting the Undertaker?
He's got enough. All right. 2003.
All right.
Shane
Bischoff. Shane?
Yeah, I think so. Taker, A-Train.
Bischoff, Shane is worse. At least Taker and A-Train are professional wrestlers.
Right. Well, and this starts the whole ridiculous Shane's testicles stuff. This feud with Kane. 04.
It's good. This one's hard because it's pretty good top to bottom.
Which is crazy. You don't think of it as a good show.
No, but it's not great. There's nothing great. I have Kane and Matt Hardy as my least ranked one.
Yeah, I'm fine with
Triple
that.
Triple H Eugene is right ahead of it.
Yeah, which is kind of gross, but Eugene's always kind of fun.
Triple H fucking has to beat Eugene.
All right, let's go Hardy Kane.
Yeah.
Well, 05 Angle murders Eugene, but that's fun at least.
Oh, I love that, though. It's fun. It's weird, eh? Like, yeah. I'm so intolerant to Triple H beating him, but Angle fucking murdering him.
So I guess it'd be Batista JBL. I don't count Benoit Jordan. I mean, that was cathartic. He just murders him. I mean, I shouldn't say that, but...
Yeah, this is not fair. I have Batista JBL at 3.25 stars.
This is another very good show.
Yeah, this is... This is actually a really good show. No one talks about this show, but it's very strong. Mm-hmm. I have Edge and Matt Hardy rated low, but I really like that match.
Yeah, I wouldn't put Edge Hardy on there.
I mean, should we just give it to Jordan?
Yeah, but that's kind of like your Warrior Honky thing, right? I mean, that like the whole point was for him to kill him after he beat him and screwed him in July. That just comes out and beats him in 20 seconds.
Right, but it's nowhere near the same like 14-month title reign characters. But I could also I don't care. You can do whatever you want in this.
No, one. We could put it. We'll put it high. It won't be near the dregs. 2006.
There's probably a lot to choose from.
Big Show.
I have Mysterio Chavo.
I mean, I'm not against giving Chavo. Something. Batista Booker is bad, isn't it?
Yeah, I have that low too.
Let's go with that.
Yeah.
That's that whole feud is horseshit.
06, 07 is a rough SummerSlam stretch.
Yeah, they're both brutal. We should give it to Umaga and make it the only match that's on the best and the worst. all right, 07, Batista Kali.
Kali, yeah.
This is the worst Ray Chavo, though, isn't it? Isn't that worse than 06 even?
Yeah, but it's not worse than Batista.
No, I know. This is the Silver Surfer Fat Ray.
Yes.
All right, 2008.
Okay, well, technically I have Mark Henry and Matt Hardy last, but that's like a minute, like 30 seconds long.
Yeah, yeah. I try not to do that unless we have to.
Triple H Kali?
Is Cena JBL? I mean, is Punk JBL good?
Kofi and Mickey Santino, that's next, but that's pretty far ahead. I think I have it quite a bit ahead.
All right, we can do Triple H Kali.
I have it at 3.5 CM Punk JBL. All
right. Cena's the only guy with a good match with Kali.
Yeah.
All right. It's interesting because SummerSlam's got some real bad stuff, but some of these aren't like.
No.
I don't think would be the worst, you know?
Yeah.
Like some of these cards aren't. don't have like the real dregs. They're shorter than Mania too. You know, Mania is more likely to have like the crap is the way they book it.
Yeah, I think we're just going through a bit of a rough stretch with it.
Mm. All right, Kane Kali from
yeah,
O'Neill.
Kali keeping the streak alive.
He's trying to match Takers. It's amazing how long he was around.
Yeah, I know. And never good, ever.
Right. Except never for good. Against Cena.
But yeah, but come on. And never interesting. It's not like he's like Andre the Giant was interesting. He was scary. Great Khali is just terrible.
2010, Melina versus Alicia Fox.
Hey, according to some, that's the greatest match in wrestling history. But yes, it's that one.
The all-time legendary match. Alicia Fox. SummerSlam 11. Kelly.
Yeah.
Is it
Kelly? But it's not that bad. That one should... I mean, hopefully... That's got to be near the bottom.
Right. Kelly versus Beth Phoenix. 2012.
I think I have Brock Triple H as the worst
match. Yeah, you got Miz, Ray, Sheamus, Del Rio, Kofi and Truth versus the Primetime Players.
I have it a bit ahead of it, but if you want to put that one instead. But
I think so. I don't know. Brock. What did you have Brock Triple H at?
2.5.
Yeah.
It's another one of those shows where like it's not there's nothing great on it, but everything's at least good.
Let's do Kofi and R-Truth. That's such a, at least the other match meant something.
Yeah.
Okay. In 19 minutes. It's not that long for like a Triple H wank fest either, you know?
Right.
It's on the short end.
And you get to see him get booed out of the building at the
end. Yeah, that's almost worth it. All right, 2013.
Okay, I think you got two choices, but they're both okay. Natalya versus Brie Bella, or Bray Wyatt versus Kane in the Ring of Fire match.
I think Bray versus Kane. Even though it's a cool spectacle and it's Bray's debut,
yeah,
it's kind of rough.
It's a low point on an otherwise amazing card.
Right. SummerSlam 14.
Stephanie and Brie.
I guess.
What would you put in its place?
Nothing. I mean, because the rest of the show's fine. Well, actually, doesn't Bray... Oh, no. This one was better, right? Bray Jericho.
Yeah, it's fine.
The Battleground was a shit one. All right, 2015. Ryback, Big Show, Miz.
I'm trying to find... What do I have? Yeah, it's... Oh, fuck, man. That's a good card. I have either that or Neville and Stephen Amell against Stardust and Barrett.
Yeah. Let's go Ryback. Fuck him.
Always go Ryback.
Well, I mean, Stephen Amell, that's a, that gets a celebrity
bump. Celebrity, yeah.
Yeah.
Always go Bareback.
Yeah, because the Shield versus the Wyatt is good. Okay. All right, 16.
I have Rusev and Roman Reigns, but that was short, right?
It was just like a brawl. It wasn't really anything.
Yeah. So then it would either be the six-woman tag or New Day versus Anderson and Gallows.
How about Miz versus Cruz?
I actually think that match is okay. I think it has no heat and the characters are dead, but I think it's a decent enough match.
Okay. So what do you think? Tag or the women? The women's actually longer.
Go with the women then.
All right. So what is it? Nikki, Natalya.
Who is it? Okay. It's Becky, Naomi, and Carmella against Natalya, Alexa, and Nikki.
Becky, Naomi, and who? Carmella?
Carmella.
Okay. And Alexa. Okay. Got it. All right. 2017.
I got the Big Cass versus the Big Show.
Ugh. Yeah.
Can't have two guys with Big in the name. It's not right. It's not fair.
Okay, Big Show versus Big Cass. 18.
I got Braun Strowman against Kevin Owens.
Is that a Shane?
Is that where he's running from him the whole time?
I don't know. What else is on that card?
Finn Balor against Baron Corbin.
Miz Bryan.
Lesnar Reigns.
It's only 6 minutes, that match.
Yeah.
Charlotte Carmella, if it goes 15. Oh, and Becky. Becky's in there too.
Yeah, I actually don't find that's a bad match.
Yeah. All right, we can go Braun Owens if you want. I mean, I'll just trust your ratings in these.
I don't remember so much of them.
All right. It just feels funny putting Owens in there, you know?
I know.
And 19, Owens McMahon.
Yep.
Okay.
I also have Kingston Orton close, but let's go Owens McMahon.
Okay. All right. Let's rank. Oof. Some gross shit. Taker are the worst?
Yeah. Taker the worst. Taker Gonzalez, second worst?
Yeah, that's what I don't like. That's right. I like Mania. Taker Kamala?
Okay, well, what's the bet? The best one is what, Benoit Jordan?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, Benoit Jordan, the best.
And then also Christian, Storm, Booker, and Goldust.
Yeah, put that as the site. There you go.
Okay.
Hardy and Kane is good too.
Yep. You want to do the Ryback down here?
Yeah, sure. Throw Ryback down there. Throw the women's six woman down there. You're probably throwing the three bottom ones down there. Big Show, Cass, Strowman, Owens.
Which one's the worst of the three?
I want to say Strowman Owens is the worst.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Anything else decent here?
Kane Bray.
Yeah, put that in there. That's okay. And Kingston.
You want to move Strowman Owens up?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Kingston Truth. We could put that. Okay.
It's fine.
Kelly and Beth, didn't you say that was pretty good?
It's okay. Yeah, put that in there. Okay, now. Okay, what's the worst that's there?
I'd say Taker, Kamala.
Cat Terry's terrible.
Yeah, Cat Terry. McMahon, Shane, and Bischoff.
Oh, yeah.
You want to do Taker Kamala next?
What about Tori and Ivory? That's awful, too.
Okay.
Then maybe Taker Kamala.
Then you want to do Patera Bad News, or?
What about the cage with Taker and...
Yeah, that's egregious, I guess. That's pretty bad. All right. That's there. Then you want to do...
Patera, I guess. I don't know. Snuka DiBiase is terrible, too.
Yeah, let's put that there.
And then maybe Patera after it.
Well, how about Batista Booker?
I don't remember how bad that was. Was it that bad?
I guess this is more boring. Maybe it's a middle-of-the-road one.
Right.
Like Patera Brown.
Roberts Brown.
Yeah, that's fine.
Bushwhackers Disasters.
These early ones really had some shit, huh?
Yeah, wonder. Yeah.
I guess it goes to prove out what we say a lot of the time when we rank the shit. Like, the newer ones have a lot of fine stuff. Like,
yeah,
it's just long and middling for a lot of it. It's not necessarily bad. So we got the three Kali matches in here too somewhere.
Yeah, so maybe Kane is the worst, Batista's second worst, Triple H is the best. Maybe
put them all together. Next? Okay.
The Kali block.
All right. And then maybe put... Well, so I'm trying to think of what's boring versus what's bad. Like, Taker Kama's boring. Batista Booker is boring.
But they're long.
Right. Let's put Oddities Kintai down here.
Okay.
Probably DOA Bariquas too.
Yeah, and Bree Stephanie.
Yeah. Because DOA Bariquas isn't awful on SummerSlam. It's got the, that's when Ahmed comes out looking out of his fucking mind, like out there.
It's also a really good show.
Right. Melina Alicia?
Yeah, I guess down there. It's not that bad. You think it's not the best match of all time.
Would you have it above Stephanie and Brie?
Probably, because at least they're both wrestlers. Sort of.
So you'd have Brie Stephanie worse?
Yeah.
All right, so we got Taker, Jake Lawler.
And Melina. I think Jake Lawler's the best of those.
Okay. Would you put that better than Strowman Owens?
Yeah. I'd probably put it better than Melina Ash Alicia too.
Okay. How about DOA Bariquas?
Nah. Okay. I like Jake and Robert, so. All right.
And then Batista, then we get the two like long boring ones, Taker.
I think Taker is probably worse.
Okay. And then Batista Booker. All right, look at this quick. Do you see anything that jumps out you want to rearrange?
No, it looks pretty. How many Undertakers are there in the top?
All right, we'll count in a minute. Let's go through the list and we'll count how many Takers. So we got.
Yeah.
So the worst match, the number one seed is Undertaker. Undertaker versus Giant Gonzalez.
Wait. Does that count as two Undertakers?
Yes, it does. Number three, Cat versus Terry. Number four, Shane McMahon versus Eric Bischoff. Number five, Torrey versus Ivory. Number six, Undertaker versus Kamala. Number seven, Undertaker and Kane versus DDP and Canyon. Number eight, Jimmy Snuka versus Ted DiBiase. Number nine, Ken Patera versus Bad News Brown. Number 10, Jake Roberts versus Bad News Brown. Number 11, Bushwhackers versus Natural Disasters. 12, Kane versus Great Khali. 13, Batista versus Great Khali. 14, Triple H versus Great Khali. 15, Undertaker versus Kane. 16, Batista Booker will battle Strowman versus Owens. And I meant Undertaker Kane. Batista Booker will battle Strowman Owens at the 16-17 matchup. 18, Brie Bella versus Stephanie McMahon. 19, Melina versus Alicia Fox. 20, Jake Roberts versus Jerry Lawler. 21, The Disciples of Apocalypse versus the Bariquas. 22, Oddities versus Kai and Tai. 23, Kelly versus Beth Phoenix. 24, Kofi Kingston, R-Truth versus Primetime Players. 25, Kane versus Bray Wyatt. 26, Kevin Owens versus Shane McMahon. 27, Big Show versus Big Cass. 28, Nikki Bella, Natalia, and Alexa Bliss versus Becky Lynch, Naomi, and Carmella. 29, Ryback Show and Miz, Big Show and Miz. 30, Matt Hardy versus Kane. 31, Christian and Lance Storm versus Booker T and Goldust. And the best of the worst matches, Chris Benoit versus Orlando Jordan. So Undertaker, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 Undertaker matches out of 32.
Well, and you could probably make the argument for like a couple more, really. Like you could argue him in Test
and
at 0-2.
And him and Kane, we didn't do.
That's right.
But he also has 1, 2, 3, 4 of the top 7.
Yeah, it's bad. He's really bad at SummerSlam.
He is.
What do you think the odds of having an Undertaker match versus Undertaker match final are?
I'd say very high. I think this is actually one of the most foregone tournaments we've had. I think it'll be Taker versus Taker Gonzalez in the final.
Do you think we might have 4 Taker matches in the semifinals?
I don't know how that would work bracket wise. They may not be able to get to that point, but Shane Bischoff is probably the sneaky dark horse at the 4.
Yeah.
Because that's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's pretty awful. I think people will disregard Kat and Terry and Torrey and Ivory. They're right. Short, but they're bad.
Yeah.
I wish people would throw more of a binocular on Ted DiBiase because he deserves to be in like all these things.
And there are some other ones lower that could maybe make a little run too. Like the if people are really down on the Owens Shane stuff. Which
right.
I know a lot of people were. And Melina Alicia obviously has a rep, so that could go. Go ahead.
I was going to say Roberts Lawler, people might find it so distasteful if they vote for it.
And then even DOA Bariquas, people just think Gang Wars.
Right.
So, all right. Well, this one will be kicking off soon. After you listen to this, check it out. Start prepping your brackets. Aaron, you want to tell us what's going on usually weekly on the North-South Connection?
Yeah, we got all kinds of cool stuff going on. Mondays, you're with me. We got the year that was, where I'm going through the worst to best WWE, WWF pay-per-view years of all time. And alternating with Montreal to Memphis, Reg and I, we tackle it's we're tackling kind of weird things at first, but now we tend to just focus on individual wrestlers and kind of see where it goes. Tuesdays, we're in 2002, Jacob Williams, a ruthlessly aggressive podcast with a plethora of rotating guests. Great stuff, fun stuff to listen to. It's really kind of an unsung era in WWE history. And that alternates with JT and I and Jenny doing TNA Never Dies. Lots of fun revisiting those shows. Mm-hmm. Wednesday is the Chad Campbell Day. Chad's got Carolina Dreamin' going through. It ties into the Place to Be Nation stretch project, which is the greatest WCW match of all time. He's making suggestions. He's got some great insights. And that alternates with the Fighting Spirit of 06, going through the year of 06 in the entire wrestling world. Thursday, ECW, JT, John D'Amato, and Jenny, three-way dance. And that alternates with Wrestling Warzone, which you and Chad. Where are you guys up to at that point now?
Spring 96.
Nice, that's where I thought. And I'm glad that question didn't throw you.
Mm.
Yeah. Fridays.
Nothing. Fridays are quiet for us.
That's what I thought. And then Saturdays, usually No Holds Barred, sometimes Jeff Learns Wrestling. Mm-hmm. If you like the content we're putting out, please give us a rating, subscribe to the network, and tell your friends. More people listening, the better. Any feedback, to send it our way. We're always happy to hear it.
You sure are. That's Aaron. I'm JT. We're out. Dookie, JT the Pod Guy on Twitter. Aaron D. George. Bye.
Love you.
What she's feeling for me, I can try to pretend, I can try to forget, but it's driving me mad.